I wanna start by saying one thing. I'm not going to share Divrei Torah on Haggadah. If that's what you came for, I don't apologize. That's not the goal right here. We're going to share perhaps a machshava, a thought, an idea that relates to Pesach and working on ourselves and developing ourselves as it relates to the mitzvah of matzah and staying away from chametz. Rav Shlomo of Babov, the Babov of Rebbe, in the turn of the 20th century, he was once invited by Baron Rothschild to visit his estate. Baron Rothschild was the wealthiest Jew of his time. He lived in tremendous, tremendous luxury, and he was a frum Jew. He kept mitzvos and was involved in the world, involved in Torah. And on the tour of his home, so Baron Rothschild was showing Shlomo of Babov all the different things that he did for mitzvos. He had a mikveh in his property, and he had, beautiful Judaica and silver and Sfarim, all types of amazing things. And on the tour, on the grounds of his estate, he showed him that there was, in the back side of the estate, a small house. I guess we'd call it a pool house nowadays, something that was like another house that was on the estate. And he showed him that this house was locked all year round. Nobody went into it all the days of the year, and it was only open for Pesach. It contained every single thing that the Rothschild family needed in order to observe the Yontif. A full kitchen, bath, bedrooms, everything was there. Everything was stocked and ready to go. And therefore, when Pesach came, they would simply close up the regular family mansion, they would move into the Pesach house, and they would observe Pesach right there. No stress, no concerns of chametz, no issues at all. They would simply close up the house and go away to a chametz-free zone. Now, when Rothschild would show Shlomo of Babov all of the beautiful Judaica and investments in Torah mitzvot that he had created, Shlomo of Babov was very impressed. He would smile, he would nod. He was very taken by the mesiras nefesh and the use of money and to serve Hashem b'chol me'odecha. He found it to be very moving and very inspirational that a man of such wealth and such power used his wealth and used his power in order to enhance his avodas Hashem and to use it towards shmiras ha-mitzvos. But at this point in the tour, when the Baba Rebbe was shown Rothschild's Pesach house, it was quiet. Wasn't smiling, no real reactions. But Rothschild could tell that the Baba Rebbe felt that this was not something impressive. He was a bit surprised, he was a bit shocked. What could be wrong with a house that is totally dedicated to have not an ounce of chametz in it all year round, perfectly set aside and designed for the Yontif of Pesach? What could be wrong with that? So Rav Shlomo of Babov said that he had grown up in the house of his grandfather, the Divrei Chaim, the Rav of Sanz. And my grandfather, he said, was certainly not a wealthy man, not wealthy as what Rothschild was. And when it came to fulfilling any of the mitzvos, if there was a way to fulfill a mitzvah with a hiddur, with a chumrah, with an extra way to serve Hashem, I'm sure my grandfather, the Sanz Rav, would have been spared no expense to do a mitzvah in the most and best possible way. But my grandfather never built a Pesach house or a Pesach cabin. Why not, he asked. Why is it that my grandfather, who was a renowned tzaddik and did not have extra money, but would use any penny he had to fulfill a mitzvah in a more mehudadik way, why would he have not done what you did? So in order to come to the answer that the Baba Rebbe gave Rothschild, I want to learn a few things. The Gemara in Sachem Daf Lamed He says that any grain that does not have the potential to become chametz is not kosher to make into masa. We know that masa can only be made from the five chameshes mina dagan. It has to be wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Anything outside of that is not acceptable for matzah. You can't make rice matzah, you can't make millet matzah, you can't have gluten-free matzah. It's only those five things. And if it's not any of those five things, then it's not kosher for Pesach. The Gemara also says in Psachim that you should soak the wheat kernels before making them into the grains for matzah. The reason is that the Torah says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. You have to guard, you have to watch the matzah. And if you don't raise the possibility of chametz, in that grain, then there's nothing to be shomer in the wheat, and the wheat would not be good in order to turn it into masa. Now, you'll tell me that the concept seems to be totally counterintuitive. Why, when we are so particular about preventing masa from becoming chametz, shouldn't we go out of our way when baking our masas to use a special grain that can't become leaven, that can't become chametz? We are obsessed with not having any chametz on Pesach. Why do we put ourselves in the halach, in the situation where if the dough is not baked quickly enough, it could become chametz? And with all the chumras and all the stringencies of baking matzah, if you've ever seen videos of a matzah factory or been to a matzah factory, they are highly, highly precise in what they do and what they don't do. Wouldn't it seem to be a hiddur in masa to make sure that there's no possibility of any leaven, of any chametz being created in making that masa? Why don't we do that? So to clarify that question as well, I want to learn to you a tshuva of the Radbaz, Rav David ben Zimri, who's the Rav in Egypt. Rav David ben Zimri, the Radbaz, is the end of the Rishonim, the very beginning of the Achronim. And he has a tshuva in Chela Gemel. And he was asked why the Isser of Chametz on Pesach is different than all other Isurim in the Torah. Why is it that we are so strict by this Isser of consuming Chametz that we find by nothing else, not by Basar B'Chalav, not by Orla, not by laws of Kohanim? There is nothing compared to the way we go to search and destroy for Chametz. So let's read together the tshuva of the Radbaz. Everybody has sheets in front of them? Yes? If not, we have some extras we can pass back. So let's read together the tshuva of the Radbaz. Now, I want you to keep in mind, this is a halachic tshuva. He's not here to write hashkafa and machshava and anything like that. He's writing a halachic statement. Tshuva. Shnei dvarim ne'amru b'tshuva stavar zeh. I have two things to say about this question. We find no concept in the Torah where we have all three of these conditions. Shuhu isuri hana, that it is asur to get benefit from chametz. V'hu b'kares, and it is something that has an isur kares as well. V'lelo b'dili in shiminei kulei shaisa, and on top of that, it's mutter all year round. It's not like there's an isur kares and chametz has an isur hana to get benefit, but it's 365 days a year. It's only for 8 days out of the year. It's a very strange thing. If it's so bad, then why is it only 8 days out of the year? Alachametz bilvad. It's only chametz that has this. Because it has all of these chumras, these terrible things that come with it, the Torah is very strict. Chumras acheros. Uvau chachamim, and the rabbis came, v'hosifu chumras al chumras, and they added more stringencies on top of more stringencies. K'mosha asa Torah, like the Torah did. V'su dechametz v'peisach havikadar sheish matirin. And it's true that Pesach is something, the chametz on Pesach will eventually become mutter, right? Right after Pesach, that cracker that was usher will become mutter. Shir yisuro taloi bizman. The prohibition of chametz depends on these 7 to 8 days. V'achri mea Pesach, ya chametz mutter, the chametz is mutter. V'af al pi shezeh ha-chametz shu mevayr, yav shish yelo heter. And even if I were to burn that chametz, I can't, there's no heter for it to use it. Al'im ken yavur v'bal yirab bal yimasa. Sof sof ha'ika chametz shi ha-mutter lo dahinu osur shal avar alav. And chametz, even one in a thousand is not batal. If one soup crouton falls into a vat of chicken soup, the entire chicken soup is not good for Pesach. Before Pesach, it's fine. But on Pesach, the whole soup has to be thrown out. Even though it's a darvash yesh matir, it'll eventually become matir. Darmin da filo be'elef lo batal, even one in a thousand. Aval lecha pesach harav l'sarfa l'shosha lo tziv mishusa lo yana lama. Fine. It's very bad. But we search for it. We burn it. We try to root it out, to try to take it out of possession. There's nothing like that in the Torah. Gamal hatam harishin yesh liktas gimgum. And you'll tell me the reason we're so strict is because it has such a terrible isser. Umi adef me avodah zarah. Avodah Zarah is pretty bad. There's no Isser in the Torah that the Torah speaks more about than Avodah Zarah. 50 to 60 Yisurim in the Torah have to do with Avodah Zarah. V'lo yidabek b'yad chamul mamin acherim v'chol modabu k'kofer b'chol haTorah kula. And whoever, you know, attaches himself to avodah zara is a kofer, denies the Torah. V'lo matzinu she'esricha haTorah ba b'diku bital. You ever hear that we have to search and destroy the no avodah zara? When you move into in a house, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to make sure there's no avodah zara in the house. There's no little crosses or little Buddhas or things like that. No, heard such a thing. So why is it the Torah tells us to seek and destroy chametz? El shiv Eretz Yisrael. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, mitzvah lirdov acharea, there's a mitzvah to go to make sure there's no avodah zara. Ad shenevado some Eretz Yisrael until there's no avodah zara in the land. Ava b'chutz laretz. You know, no mitzvah lirdov acharea. We don't have to go pursue and wipe out avodah zara. El kol makom shenichbo shoso neavado el kol akom shubo akal shon harambam. We call makom hari ata roa. Shulech mira Torah ba'akom k'mo shevachametz. Chametz is worse than avodah zara in the eyes of the Torah. It's worse. Avodah zara is really, really bad. It's very, very significant. It denies Hashem. It undoes the entire purpose of the world. It's the Jewish people were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael because of it, not once but twice. Avodah zara is terrible. But still the Torah doesn't say, go and search and find avodah zara. Adayin sarach tam. I need a reason. V'alkein ani somech. And therefore says the Radbaz, I have no other choice. Halachically, my halachic mind tells me there is no single reason why we are so strict by chametz. Amash amur razal. I have to follow what Chazal say. Midrashos ki chametz v'pesach remez le'etzahara. Because chametz on Pesach is a remez to the Yetzirah. For 7 to 8 days, chametz takes on the persona and the identity of the Yetzirah. V'hu se'or shebi'isa. It is the chametz that is in the bread. L'chein kala garish yigarish oso. We have to totally eradicate it. Miha adam, from a person may Allah. We have to go through our minds and our thoughts. He says, this is emes v'nachon. A wild Radbaz, in a halachic tshuva, in a halachic discussion about why chametz is so severe on Pesach, he says, I have no other choice. The only logical reason why we are so severe about chametz is because chametz on Pesach represents the Yetzirah. And the Yetzirah is so destructive that the Torah is telling us that you must make sure there is no chametz / Yetzirah. And you have to seek it and make sure it's gone. The message, says the Radbaz, is to internalize a zero tolerance to let your Yetzirah be the way it is. You have to go and investigate and to see and understand your Yetzirah. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin says that chametz represents the Yetzirah, and on Pesach our job is to overcome our chametz, which represents in the form of the Yetzirah. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma that tshuva occurs when you confront your sins. I have an aveira in front of me, and I confront it. And therefore, it's not proper to run away from chametz, the place of tests, the place of the Yetzirah. Rather, you should go into your house. You should seek out your chametz. You should be mevar, you should burn the chametz and remove it. We should confront the Yetzer Hara that lives with us. Therefore, says Rosh Shlomo of Bavav, says the Bava Rebbe to Rothschild, my grandfather didn't build a special Pesach house. Instead, he did bedika in his own house. He looked in his own home. He searched his own cracks and his own crevices. He looked internally and said, whatever I need in my avodas Hashem is right here. The chametz that is under my nose, my yetzer hara, is my ticket to growth. I'm not going to run away from it. I'm not going to hide from it. I'm going to learn and I'm going to seek what my yetzer haras are, and I'm going to take them and I'm going to use them to enhance my avodas Hashem. And therefore, there was no special house. Now, I'm not making a comment on going away for Pesach or hotels, but it's clear that the avod of Pesach is not to lock the house, run away and say, I'm not checking for Pesach. The avod of Pesach is to do a bedikas chametz. It's to look at oneself, to internalize and to analyze what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, and to build yourself up going forward. Now, if I was the wealthiest Jew in the world and some Rebbe told that to me, I'd probably tell him to get out of my house and don't come back again. I'm not giving any money to your yeshiva. But that's not what happened. Rothschild thanked the Baba of a Rebbe for opening up his eyes, for explaining the Yesod HaDvarim of what Pesach is about. And from that day forward, the Baba Rebbe inspired him to not use his Pesach house. He cleaned his own home for Pesach, his mansions for Pesach. And every year before Pesach, Rothschild would send a large amount of money to the Baba Rebbe's yeshiva to support him and to thank him for the lesson that he taught him. This is the reason, I would argue, why matzah can only come from something that has the potential to be chametz. We see that the idea is that we should have chametz around us and overcome it and protect ourselves from it. Because whatever it is that matzah represents in the Baruch Hashem, whatever matzah means to you, whether it's talking about being an Eved Hashem or it's the bread of Emunah or whatever it is a person feels or meditates on, whatever matzah is supposed to be in their life, it cannot be accomplished. That goal of matzah, or whatever matzah is supposed to be for a Jew, fill in the blank, you cannot reach matzah, the stage of matzah, unless you first struggle and deal with and contemplate and come to terms with the chametz, the introspection, and the self-evaluation and the confronting of who you are. Hashem wants us to take the very thing that could potentially ruin us and make us a miserable, sad human being, and turn it into matzah. Extending the analogy of the Yetzer Hara, the Torah wants us to take that which is our Yetzer Hara, our problems, our temptations, our mistakes and our failures, and to convert it into Avodas Hashem. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. It means that our spiritual mission is to try to work on the very personality flaws and the characteristics that have proven to be our weak points. Everyone here has something about their personality that if they were honest with themselves would say, I could do better in that area. Pesach is telling us, take that chametz and use it to make matzah. Don't lock up the house, throw away the key and say, I don't want to talk about that part of who I am. I'm perfect, I'm great. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I daven 3 times a day. I go to shirim. I'm respectful to my parents. And is there anything else? Might there be something that we are struggling with inside that makes us not so pleasant? That there are parts about who we are that are things that we're not so proud of? The reason that these things are there is that we need to grow from those things. The person's spiritual mission is to work on those personality traits and characteristics that are difficult for us. If a person is a mute, and they don't have the ability to speak, they're not going to get schar in Olam Haba for not speaking Lashon Hara. They won't, because there was no chametz there to turn into matzah. And if a person, Rachman Litzlan, is blind and they can't see, they're not going to be rewarded for improving their Shmira Seinayim, because there was no challenge, there was no chametz there. You're only going to grow when you look at yourself and you say, these are things about myself that are not so nice, that are not so perfect. These are things I don't advertise to the people around me, or maybe these are things that the people around me are telling me that I need to be better at. And instead of shoving it under the rug or locking up the house and going somewhere to the hotel for Pesach, go and look at those things and try to develop yourself into a better person. A person's growth comes not from running away or denying their Yetzer Hara, but rather by getting to know your Yetzer Hara. By going on a shmooze with Yetzer Hara, going on a walk, learning about your personality, what is it that makes you tick? What do you have a sense of kavod for? What do you have a sense of gaiva about? What do you have a sense of jealousy about? These are things that every normal human being struggles with. If you tell me that you don't have jealousy, that you don't have a sense of kavod, you're lying, or you're very foolish. Everyone has these things. Kol ha-gadol me-chavero, yitro gadol mimenu, says the Gemara in Sukkah. Even Gadol Yisrael, even a gadol, struggles with the Yetzer Hara. If you're going to say that you are better than a gadol b'Yisrael who has a Yetzer Hara, and you're better than them, and say that you have nothing to work on, that you've mastered gaiva and kinna and kavod and kas and things like that, It's not possible. Everyone has chametz they have to work with. Last year at SKA, we said some of the shirim from Shlomo Hoffman, who's a Talmud of Isaac Sher. I highly, highly, highly recommend the Sfarim to those who have not had access to them before. Rav Shlomo Hoffman was a brilliant, brilliant mind and insight into the human condition, into what it means to be a human being, and what it means to struggle and to fail and to grow. I highly, highly recommend. So his Rebbe, Rav Isaac Sher, was the Rosh Yeshiva in Slabarka, would speak about the following question. Who's greater, a malach or a human being? This is a major machlokus amongst the Rishonim. Ibn Ezra and Rav Sanja Gaon all debate these major issues. Who's better? Nefesh HaChaim discusses this. So the Pasuk says in Shmos Chaf Beis, the Anshe, what? A malach or a human? Who's better? You or an angel? Who's better? Ah, malach sits by the Kisei HaKavod. He sings Shira to Hashem every single day. So the Pasuk says, V'anshei kodesh tihiyun li. Holy people you should be for me. We are meant to be heliga menshin. We're meant to be anshei kodesh. Holy people to Hashem. Means we're humans with desires, with struggles. To be anshei kodesh means to make our humanity holy. To take our enoshius, our human part of us, and make it holy. To make your menshlech, the part of your human parts, into something that's halig, much, much higher than a malach, if you're willing to look at your Yetzihara. The Gra often writes in Mishlei and other places, I brought you three examples on the papers in front of you, that the Yetzihara is meant for Avodas Hashem. The Yetzihara is not just there to be stam, like, oh, you have a Yetzihara, it's very nice. Look what the Gra writes. He writes this in Mishlei. V'chein hu bahamidos, ki kas tzarech lichbosh atatachlis. Anger, you have to conquer it to the end. Aba hataivos, but taiva, the desire for physicality, hein itzrachim avodas Hashem. You need that for avodas Hashem. Ulekiyam haguf, what's to sustain your body. V'tzarach lishbar osan, v'gam shisho etzlo. You need to break it, but you also need to have it. If a person doesn't have taiva for physical things, you know what they are? They're dead, okay? No one wants to be dead. As long as you have a taiva for things, it means you're living. The question is, how are you going to channel that taiva in the right way? Writes the Gra, Ki ha-yetzahara hu nitzrach ma'od l'avodas Hashem, achu she'al kibush tachas yad l'shtamesh bal avodas Hashem. You need your yetzahara for avodas Hashem. You can't grow unless you have yetzahara. And he writes here in the Evan Shlema, ha-yetzahara bizman shu kafuf l'yetzah tov, mo'el li'shuv ha'olam. The Yetzer Hara, when it's under the control of the Yetzer HaTov, can mamish conquer the whole world, if you're willing to do that. We have to remind ourselves that Taiva and Kina are normal. It's normal to have a sense of Kavod. It's a normal human thing for a person to feel, I'm very chashuv. I have qualities that are very good about myself. I'm not saying that's okay. You need to now do that and work that in a healthy way. That a person thinks, I'm better, I'm more entitled, I deserve these things. That's a sense of kavod. It's a sense of gaiva. So you have to know yourself. What do I have a sense of kavod about? What are the things that I feel I need kavod? I have a sense of yofi. I'm very into to beautiful things. And that's fine. If your yitzhara is to be obsessed with yofi, with beauty, that's fine. Now learn that that's who you are. This is something that speaks to you. And channel that in a positive way. We have to remind ourselves that these things are normal and we have to learn how to handle these things. Awareness and acknowledging the Yetzirah also soothes a person's fear of sin. People are afraid to do an Avera. I'm afraid to mess up. I'm afraid to fail. Fear of failure is problematic because if you have fear of failure, it breeds more failure because you become nervous. And more nervous and more nervous, and you fail more and more. You have to learn how to lessen the pachad of failure. And self-awareness is an amazing way to calm down when there's pachad. To know who you are, to know what your strengths are, to know what your weaknesses are. Don't run away in shame from your Yetzirah and think lowly of yourself. You have to get to know your personality, and that'll be calming. Rav Shlomo Hoffman would say that a major yesod, a major foundational point of Rav Yisrael Salanter was that the problem is not the sin, it's what you do with it afterwards. The problem is not the chait. The problem is how you deal with it. Everybody sins. It says in Koheles, Ki adam in tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yachta, there's no one who is perfect. Everybody in this room fails and does averos. You can't do anything about it. You can't stop it. Shlomo Melech said so. It's a promise from Shlomo Melech. He was much smarter than you, much smarter than me. Everybody fails and everybody's going to mess up. Everyone is Yitzhara. Everyone's going to struggle. The difference between those who are successful and those who are not is what you do with it when you mess up. What do you do when you discover Yitzhara? What do I, now I know I have Yitzhara for this thing. I learned, I paid attention. I have Yitzhara in this area. What do I do with it now? How do I channel it? When you fail, when you fall or fail, you're going to fall further or you're going to remain calm. When you recognize your Yitzhara and you're self-aware, don't run away from it. And that's what Rav Shlomo of Babav wanted us to know. That you can't run away to a hotel and you can't run away out of your house in order to escape the Yitzhara. You have to confront it. It requires serious, honest introspection. It can come in the form of learning Sifrei Musar, which is something that everybody should have a habit of learning Sifrei Musar, whether it's Misiyos Hasharim, or Ochas Sadikim, or Shaar Bitachon, Chavos Halavavos. There's always Sifrei Musar available to learn and to know and to understand what is our Yitzhara. It comes from speaking honestly with a friend who can speak to you in a real way and say, I think you're being a tippish. I think you're being foolish, and can tell you when you're doing something wrong and you're doing something smart. Speaking with a mentor, speaking with a therapist, whoever it may be, to get to know what is your Yitzhara, and to get to understand, be familiar with it, to be on the same page as it. When the Gemara says in Pesachim, Amar Rav, Le'olam yasak adam b'torah uv'mitzos, a person should always learn Torah mitzos, afal pi shelo lishma, even if it's not lishma. It's for personal reasons. A person wants kavod, a person wants money, a person wants good grades. You should learn Torah even if it's not lishma. Why? Dam Rav Yehuda, shemitok shelo lishma, ba lishma. Because if you do it shelo lishma for the wrong reasons, eventually it comes to do it lishma. So by Chassidim, they say that the only way you come to move from shelo lishma for the wrong reasons to serving Hashem lishma for the right reasons is by looking at the toch. Mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. If you look inside yourself, if you look at your toch, mitoch shelo lishma, if you look at your toch, what is it that drives you to do it for the wrong reasons, and now you know yourself, then you'll be able to come to lishma. If you don't learn about yourself, then you can't grow. If you don't look at the chametz that's inside of you, you won't be able to grow and make matzah. The personal geula that comes with the Tzias Mitzrayim, leaving, which is meitzar us, that which constricts us, only comes with the bedikas chametz, a self-analysis, our critical eye about what our triggers are, what are the things that push or pull our individual Yitzhara. And Pesach is an amazing time to think about that and to take time to introspect and to look at who we are. I will give you one idea on the Haggadah. Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer. Rabbi Gamliel says, whoever doesn't say these three things, they did not fulfill l'chatchila, the mitzvah of Pesach. Now, the way we say that the Pesach Seder is Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. That's the order. First Korban Pesach, then we discuss Matzah, and then we discuss Maror. Now, Matzah, then Maror. I thought the whole theme of the night is Maschil Bignus, U'Messayim B'Shvach. We begin with the negative parts, either that we came from Obdei Avodah Zarah, or we were slaves in Egypt, and then, after beginning with the negative parts, we build up and we go on to discuss the positive things. You begin with the gunus, the negative things, and you go to the shvach. So ask the Maharal, it's backwards. It should be Pesach, Maror, Matzah. Why do we put Matzah before the Maror? If we're supposed to begin the story, so to speak, with the negative things. So the Maharal says that starting with the gunus, the negative things, it helps you appreciate the shvach, the good things better. That's why you do it, right? If I tell you that, you know, all the terrible things happened before and all the terrible situation I was in, and now I come to praise you, so then, you know, I'll appreciate that praise that much better. The Maisa Nisim, the Haggadah Maisa Nisim, of the author of the Nesivos HaMishpat, Rav Yaakov Lorberbaum was the Rav in Posen in the 1800s. So he writes in his Haggadah that we don't start with the Maror in order to show that our goal is not to move past the Maror. We don't start with the Maror and say, I discussed Maror, I discussed all the difficult things, the challenges, done, I wash my hands, let's move on to Matzah. Good, all that bad stuff, all that icky stuff I don't want to talk about, we're done, let's move on to the Matzah. Because that's not the point. We don't want to think that the entire point is to leave the Maror behind. We don't simply walk away from the Maror in our lives and say, ugh, gross, let's just spend the rest of the night talking about Matzah. The purpose of the Geula, says the Nesivos, is spiritual growth. And therefore, we make sure that the last thing we talk about is Maror. What are we doing with the Maror in our lives? How are we enhancing our lives? How are we growing from the things that are not so pleasant and turning us into better Jews? The Arizal writes that the gematria of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror is 729, which is the equal of Kira Satan, that the Satan should be ripped up. The purpose of the Yetziah is to get rid of the Yetzihara, is to develop and to come out of the Yetzihara. We end talking about Maror, so we should understand that the whole purpose is not to ignore the Maror and not deal with it, but we take that Maror with us. We carry that Maror with us going forward. We carry the Yetzihara with us to enhance our lives, to improve ourselves, to get to know ourselves better, and only then are we able to take the chametz, the Yetzihara that's inside of us, and to develop into sincere, honest, real Avdei Hashem, who can really come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and really sit by the Pesach Seder with the Korban Pesach and the Matzah and sing Shavach V'Hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.